This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West Dance.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by
FSWIM.com,
AVSFAM.com.
Oh man, I'm not saying it's easy to be an Avs fan sometimes, but I am saying it is entertaining at all times. And I really did enjoy this experiment of what happens when we remove Gabriel Landeskog from the equation. What happens when we take that system offline, when we kick that cord and see who steps up, see who goes flat, see who the leaders are, and see what the general morale of the team would be. And it was entertaining to say the least. But before we get too far, this podcast is brought to you by AvsFam, AVSFAM.com. The coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at AvsFam.com. A lot of cool shirts going on there. You should check them out, including the Curve and the Straight Outta Comfort. Thanks to all of you who helped online with making those shirts. Nathan MacKinnon stepped up big. He is becoming the player we all thought that he could be, and it's strange that this is the catalyst that made it happen. Or maybe it was a bunch of little things along the way, but either way, his high standard for himself and his ability to transfer that into a different game on the ice and become agile and become somebody who can adapt to what's available is really starting to impress me. He's been the one consistent bright spot on this team, and the progression of his game is blatant and noticeable at this time. I was hoping he'd do this at some point sooner, but I have to say that this is fine with me too, because what it's showing me is that we have two leaders on this team. Gabriel Landeskog is absolutely the leader, and without him, we suck, but MacKinnon showed up and showed that he can also be a leader. And if ever the day came that Landy was going to leave this team, I believe he would be the captain, and rightfully so. Mac is one of those guys who can be very frustrated, visibly frustrated, and you can see it, and I think that that's a good thing for the other players to see that, because it shows that he is holding himself to a higher standard than everybody else is, and they should get on board, they should strive for that too. When he does his locker room interviews after a game that sucked, he doesn't hold back, he doesn't pull punches, he tells it exactly like it is. He's a dude that believes in simple things like that, simple truths about doing the hard work and using your skills for what you're good at, and that's exactly what he has been doing. He's also learned that he has to slow it down sometimes. I bitched about this 1,000 times. Every now and then you have to skate into the zone as fast as you can and realize nobody's there with you to help. Slow it down a little bit. Get some players out of position. Let a couple guys come find you and then find somebody wide open to shoot the puck to so that they can shoot it in the net. Pretty simple stuff, and he's really starting to get it. But what that also does is it gives him a different element to his game that other players can't count on. They can't just count on him blazing down the side and trying to beat them with speed. Sometimes he stops and makes them look silly. And if they don't know what to do, that just gives him that much more power out on the ice to do whatever the hell he wants to do. If we were looking at this from the usual surviving, thriving, and dying, Nathan MacKinnon is absolutely thriving right now. On the team, Nathan MacKinnon has the most points, the most goals, the most assists. He is a plus minus of a zero, which is actually saying something, because in this case, good offense is actually good defense. And I'm not saying that it's great that he's a zero right now, but it's a lot better than everybody else on the team. I believe only three of the guys right now are a plus. We have Eric Johnson, who is absolutely a horse on the ice, which is why many of them call him horse, but he's a guy who soaks up a lot of minutes and plays against the best guys on the other team. He's sitting at a plus three right now, just in case you think his game isn't where it should be. Patrick Nemeth is a plus five, doesn't count because he hasn't been around in a while. Then we have Gabriel Landeskog, who just made his return after being gone for 4 games, who is a plus nine. He was a part of the team when they seemed like they might make the playoffs, which was before the homestand, and then he went away. Now we seem like a team who's destined to fight for the last spot in the league if we don't get our shit together, so let's hope that his return makes a big difference on everyone. So in the past, people would say things like, well, our stars have to be stars. And you know what? That's what I'm seeing right now. Our stars are playing like stars, but now they have no supporting cast. They don't have depth players supporting them. And that's something that we absolutely have to have if we're going to succeed. You saw what happened when the captain went away. We took away one of our best pieces and things fell apart because nobody else could hold the fort. The verdict's in. Landy counts. We need him.
Landy for the win.
So there's another experiment that's been going on kind of in the background that a lot of people haven't really caught on to, or maybe they have. Fact of the matter is though, Semyon Varlamov, whether he's sick or not, isn't getting as many games as I think that he should. He currently sits at 17 games and Bernier's at 11. I would like to see 5 more games on Varlamov's plate and about 5 less on Bernier's plate. Not that Bernier's been horrible, he's been a good backup goaltender, but this team isn't going to win many games with a backup goaltender. We need a guy who is legit, a guy who is teetering on the edge of elite. And Varlamov is never going to get back to that elite status if we don't play him and let him get in his zone. And on top of that, I think that Varlamov isn't the same as he used to be. I think that his health might be there and his ability might be there, but man, he's probably getting sick of being on a team that sucks so much and can't get their shit together. How's he going to play good game after good game and then have players not support him by scoring some damn goals? If I was a goaltender, I'd be getting over it too. This game is a lot of mental, and if you're goalie, it's a whole lot more mental. And in this case, I'm not convinced that he isn't actually feeling a little bit of, hey, I wouldn't mind it if you traded me. Blasphemy, I'm sure, but you know what? At this point, the team has been shooken up so much. We have clearly become a team that is rebuilding, and we have a lot of good pieces in place. I don't know what our goaltending prospects look like right now, but I get the idea if we had a really good one coming up, we might look that way. Look, all that said, I'm not trying to say we should get rid of Varlamov. In the words of Eazy-E, don't quote me, bitch, I ain't said shit.
Dope man, dope man.
You know, at the end of the day, we need to set our expectations and understand what we do or don't have here. If we win 5 games in a row, everyone, including me, is like, whoa, we have a shot at the playoffs. And then we lose 5 in a row and everybody's like, this sucks, this is the worst thing ever. I need to find balance, you probably need to find balance on this too, and just enjoy the ride. See what's happening with these young players coming up. See who is worth it or isn't worth it. Is Drar going to be a thing? He had a real strong start, but in the last couple games, he's been a little suspect on a couple of plays at least. Something you might expect from a 19-year-old, and this is my point. It's going to be ups and downs. It's going to be hot. It's going to be cold. It's going to be very Katy Perry for quite a while, folks.
Really? Katy Perry?
So I think that it's time that we start looking at these young players and just answering questions. That's all we need to do this year is just put them in situations to see how they're doing and if they're going to be legit or not. And Mironov and Bigra are back in the AHL right now because they're not really ready for the big show, and we need to have a look at some other guys too. Nemeth coming back was definitely going to make one of them disappear. I have to say, I love Bigra. I wish he was the answer right now, but he's coming up here and he's not playing good enough hockey. He's not being consistent and he's not a game changer. That's what we need right now. We need a game changer, or at least somebody who is super solid we can trust at all times. Mironov seems to just be finding his feet in the NHL. I mean, he has some great things that he does, and then he has some things where it's really just not very good. And I think that he is the kind of guy who can iterate and progress enough to become a solid guy that you don't notice much on the ice, which is also a really nice thing to have in a defenseman, especially when you get back to the 5, 6, and 7 slots. AJ Greer is a guy who I like quite a bit, but can't seem to stay healthy long enough to get a chance to show that he can be more than just a guy who fights. I think this guy could actually score, and he could be the agitator that the Avs so sorely need right now. Anton Lindholm seems to have found a place here with the Avs because he's playing fairly consistent hockey. Now, the dude just had his face broke pretty bad, and he's coming back off of that and playing pretty decent hockey. I'd like to see where he's at after a week or two of being with the team, playing a handful of games, and does he pull a Kerfoot on us? Does he pull a Girard? The adrenaline gets him so far, but then he starts to have some mental lapse. Or maybe he is just tired of being on the road and his game isn't there. These are all legit things, and what you see is players come on real strong and then have moments. And that's just the life of a hockey player. They go up and they go down. I mean, Sakic wasn't always brilliant, but when he was, it was really awesome, and he rode those highs longer than most people do. What we need is fine guys who can level that out, who can give us a consistent game that we can count on. And as a young player, that's really hard to do. I think with the Avs, though, you're going to see a lot fewer reclamation projects, a lot fewer of the Nail Yakupov situations. And Yak hasn't been absolutely horrible, folks. He has exactly the same numbers as Blake Como, minus maybe one goal and maybe one game played, something to that effect. He's actually been playing a pretty good game, but we all know his history, and we know that he's kind of a loose cannon on the ice, but he takes exactly the same amount of penalties as Blake Como. He has a way better shot. Both of these guys are likely to not be with the Avs next year, and as I've been saying for a while, I think Como's probably trade bait this year for a team trying to make a run at that cup. And hey, as long as I'm just jumping around and rambling like a grandpa with the whiskey, how about Barbario? I mean, I don't really understand what's going on with this one, what makes him better than other players. 24 games played, 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points total if you're doing the math, -6. He's not really even playing against the other top players from what I can remember. I'm not really clear what makes him a guy that wins out over somebody like a Mironov or even a Bigra. Any of these guys right now, I think, could probably come up and play just as good of hockey, but for some reason, Barbario's out there, and maybe it's a vet working with the younger guys. Maybe they don't want too many young guys on the ice, but I don't understand this one, and this is probably because I'm not a coach, because I'm not a GM. Either way, as a fan, it seems like the wrong move, and if we're going to test out some new guys, why not let them play? 2 more players, 2 more thoughts, and then I'll wrap this shit up. Soderberg quietly doing exactly what I would expect Soderberg to do. He hadn't done it in the previous year or maybe the year before that, but this year he's exactly what I wanted from him. He's a guy who does not mess around. He's in front of the net, he's getting his head smashed to the ice, but he gets the puck on net. He's not looking to make a play. Nope, he gets that puck, he's going to shoot, and that's what I want in a third or fourth line guy. Get that puck, put it on the net, keep it in their zone so that our star players can rest. To me, Soderberg is doing a great, great job. Last guy I want to talk about, Big Z. I think he's been awesome. I know he has his boneheaded moments. He does the kind of stuff that young guys would do. Makes mistakes, I get it. But overall, he has been 100% better, more than 100% better than he was for the first five games of the season and any of last season, really. He's turning into a player that I think with confidence could actually be a legit EJ comparison, but with a different skill set for the Avs. And if we had two of those guys on the team, two guys that every now and then can take the puck from behind their own net and take three strides and be at the red line and put the puck on net and get a goal, or at least make the other team back up so that our players can get in there for a rebound or a shot or anything like that. That's huge, folks. And then add in the checks that he can put on people. To me, Z is a keeper. He's a guy that we need to work on. He's definitely going to have to be refined. But to me, anyone who's saying that Z doesn't belong on this team or we didn't win that trade, you're losing your shit, bro. The short of it all right now is that the Colorado Avalanche are not playing good enough hockey. Maybe with the captain back, we will play good enough hockey, but all the while, we need to work on that supporting cast. We need to be a team that can lose a star player and still win some games, especially the games against the bottom of the league. But even more importantly, I think that at some point, we need to decide what this is all about. Are we trying to make the playoffs, or are we trying to see what we have in a young core that's gonna be our next 5 years? Nobody knows. I'm not even sure that the organization knows right now. I think they know they need to find a way to put butts in seats, but outside of that, they're playing this by ear. And that's all I got to say about that. Be sure to check out absfan.com for the coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else because they're not available anywhere else. absfam.com. Stay awesome.